reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus and his disciples went into the region of Judea, where he spent some time with them, baptizing. John also was baptizing in Aenon near Salim, because there was an abundance of water there, and people came to be baptized, for John had not yet been imprisoned. Now a dispute arose between the disciples of John and a Jew about ceremonial washings. So they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, the one who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you testify, he's baptizing here, and everyone is coming to him." John answered and said, "No one can receive anything except what has been given from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, 'I am not the Christ,' but that I was sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The best man who stands and listens for him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine has been made complete. He must increase, I must decrease." The Gospel of the Lord. This Gospel passage on the second to last day of the Christmas season and the vigil of the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord teaches us very much, but I'd like to focus on that last sentence which summarizes John the Baptist's mission and the way we are called to make the transition from Christmas into ordinary time, which begins on Monday, and the way we're supposed to ultimately live our entire life. He must increase, I must decrease. John longed for that time when Christ would come. He rejoiced at the voice of the bridegroom of the church, and when he was there, John was ready to disappear. He had no ego. He had no pride wanting to be the center of the show. He came to do his job, the job God had given to him. And his job was to prepare a people for the Lord. And when that people had been prepared and the Lord had come, he was able to go off stage. This is a critical virtue for every Christian. Every single one of us is called not merely to have Christ increase in us and to use us to have him increase in others, but to rejoice at that fact. And this is really hard because of our pride. Mothers, for example, spend so much time raising their kids, and then their kid comes and says, "I think I'm called to be a priest or a woman religious. And I think I'm being called to a community at the North Pole. And I will never see you again." Their heart breaks. Even though Christ is increasing, it's hard to decrease. A boyfriend or a girlfriend under similar circumstances, when the other puts God above them and there needs to be a breakup, hurts. When pastors who love their parishes, or parishes who love their pastors, when the priest dies, or when the priest is transferred, it can be a moment of enormous pain. When a spouse or a parent or a brother or a sister is called by the Lord home, where God will definitely increase, and our role and their role in our lives will decrease, it can be an incredibly painful separation. Yet today, at the end of this Christmas season, we're called to hear these words of John the Baptist and to emulate them, as well as to emulate his emotion of joyful response to this reality. In the first reading, it describes to us what hinders that joyful willingness to become less so that Christ can become more. It's precisely the evil one wants to prop us up. St. John says a sentence, that describes the contrast between a true Christian and someone who's going through the motions. And when I say this, I think that probably 98 or 99% of Christians are going through the motions. Here's the criteria that John uses. We know that we belong to God. If we belong to God, we don't sin. Not because concupiscence has been taken away, but sin has lost its allure. If we really belong to God, we live in love, he said earlier this week. Live in love. We overflow. We're sacrificing for others. It's not just that we're minding our own business and not hurting someone, but that we're living in love. That someone who lives in love and therefore lives in God can never, ever hate a brother. But we're always seeking to prop them up to have Christ increase. But he says, we know that we belong to God and the whole world is under the power of the evil one. And so, how do we cultivate this humility so that we would always want Christ to increase and ourselves to decrease? It's by living in the world with our treasure, our heart, truly in God. When we do that, we would rejoice incredibly if somebody were to choose God over us. Were we to truly do that, we would rejoice, as painful as it would be, when God would come to call one of our loved ones home, especially when we know that that loved one was dying in the state of grace. When we live with our hearts truly lifted up, to do what John did is so much easier. So we come to daily Mass, which is precisely where we recalibrate ourselves every day, where we learn how to seek the things that are above, the things of God, the things that last forever. In the midst of a world in which the evil one, with so many different means, tries to drag us down, the devil succeeds not by getting us to become serial killers and spend the rest of our lives in maximal security prisons. The devil most often trips us up by having us exalt earthly or material things or earthly relationships above our relationship with God. So today we ask St. John the Baptist to intercede for us that we might indeed choose the things of God, to truly belong to him with 100% of our mind, heart, soul, and strength, so that our whole lives might be judged on whether we're increasing in grace and whether we're zealous to help others increase in the same way as we receive the fullness of the giver of grace in Holy Communion.